Good afternoon. It is Friday, April 3rd, 2020, and the time is 2 p.m. We are calling to order the Montgomery County Hospital District and Montgomery County Public Health District special meeting. Good afternoon, everybody. So let's start off from some of the EMS updates. We are proud, excited, happy to say that we are 7 days exposure-free. We don't have any employees at the moment who are in isolation. And knock on wood, we can continue that trend. We've made some operational changes that have improved how we operate in the field. We have really worked hard at PPE, being mindful, not rushing in, slowing down. And as we prepare for the future, we feel like we're in a great spot with staffing. Now, we remind everybody every night that can obviously change, but we're staying mindful of what we're doing. We feel good about our PPE use and continued use, so that ties in nicely to reusable gowns. We've been able to source a company who's making us reusable gowns. I think we have one. Zach, you hear one back there? It's a reusable gown that we can, we're going to add to every ambulance, and there'll be a rotation where you'll have some on the truck, we'll have some in the laundry, and then we'll have some on the shelf ready to use. We may have one, we may not. It looks like we're being scouted. So we feel really excited about this. It's really going to help PPE use over a long period of time. So if you look at what's going on in the country with disposable materials, those are the hardest things to source and maintain. So we are proud, excited, feeling good about having a reusable gown. This is Miller's putting it on now. So we feel great about that opportunity and what it's going to look like for the future. We have Brad Ward, who does research for us, and again with Ms. Miller, looking at how that works for us, and we're working on a procedure. So what we've learned in our process, we can't roll something out right when we get it. We have to really make sure we have a good process, a written process, a video on how to don and don, where we're going to keep the soiled gown. So that's what we're working on now. We look to have those in use late next week. Radios, Justin Evans, tremendous job in the radio department. They've been able to work with Verizon, and it's going to turn our portable radios that we wear on our hips into Wi-Fi hotspots so we can have connectivity into the home. Now, what's important about that is that gives us a great opportunity to do telehealth with Pulsera and the iPads that are already on the truck, so we can limit hospital transport, we can offer some alternative disposition, and the docs can do some consults with patients at the home. So that's been a tremendous opportunity from Verizon and Justin and Radio. So we're really excited about that. We've also rolled out a squad. There's one squad that's in service every day from 8 to 8, and they're working on some of these alternative disposition patient contacts where we can use Pulsera and try to help people navigate the healthcare system. Should they go to the hospital? Should they not? And then can they do telehealth? So that's exciting as well. And then we reviewed this week with OEM, our regional response plan, the set track put out earlier in the week. So we wanted to sit down as a group and review what that's going to look like as a region and what that plan might mean for MCHD. And some of those plans are phased in from a normal operation mode to yellow, which is what we're in now, and then crisis mode if we should get there. And things in the crisis mode include transports to big venues such as NRG, those are the things that are on the drawing board now that we want to make sure that we know what's going on and offer some feedback early in the process with FedTrack. That's what I have from EMS, and I'm happy to go either way, Doc or Ms. Miller.
I'll go ahead and give the public health numbers update. We have 524 negative tests back, 130 positive, 92 pending. We've had three expire and 18 in recovery. Again, that's just on the tests that have been registered as PUI and lab results coming back positive. We don't get negatives back on all tests unless we're the ones that have run the test. So those numbers are skewed and don't reflect that it's actually going on in the community fully.
So clinically, I think we've had a really strong week. As we talked about in the board updates before, from a medical standpoint, there's a lot where we are getting to know about the COVID-19, but there's a lot of unknowns. So things change very rapidly. We have a very good team put together here shortages, just like Ms. Miller talked about, and thinking outside the box to get reusable PPE. We have to think about some of the patients' numbers that are going up. We expect our respiratory failure patients to go up, and we're making plans to make sure that we have enough medications, that we have enough of the proper equipment, and then the protocols in place to take care of those patients. So I feel very good about where we are. I still think to comment on where I think the numbers are going, I think the model we used is pretty close to where things are going. So I think the numbers are going to increase. The hospital burden will increase. Our number of runs and potential exposures and taking care of these sick patients will increase. What I don't know, and I don't think Chief or Randy or anybody knows, when this thing will plateau. So we're consistently trying to work on that to see so we can work with our planning. But I'm super proud of the team here. There's probably no other time, and we've been through a few disasters all together, but people really do well here. It's really fun to watch it, actually. To watch everyone pulling together, facilities and fleet, radio, and the admin staff have been fantastic to work towards the mission, which is ultimately to provide the best care we can to our patients. So I've been very, very grateful.
And I wanted to add, DSH has released a grant opportunity for epidemiologists. We have completed that and turned it in, and we should be hearing back on Monday if that is approved. And if it is, we'll be able to hire two additional epidemiologists. We have people in the queue already to interview for those positions, so we could be adding to our staff rather quickly to help us through this crisis and in the future.
Any questions?
All right, if there's no questions, I'll give you another minute or so to type some in. We can't hear you, so.
We can't.
Oh, we can?
I say unmute. We can hear. Great job, everyone.
Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Great weekend.